Welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. My name is Tim McConnell. I'm a program manager on the Office Platform team. And today I want to talk about a feature that's been regularly requested by our developers. One, because they want to know what user is using Office when they're running their add-in. Two, because they find it difficult to get authentication working with Office add-ins today. And three, because they want to connect their add-ins to Microsoft services in the graph. So I'm going to talk about Single Sign-On API, which is now in preview at the Build conference for Windows desktop applications. Now, the Single Sign-On API will now let any add-in easily identify the Office user running it and integrate with the power of the Microsoft Graph and connecting to the user's data. For this talk, I want to cover three primary topics. The first is understanding the new Single Sign-On API. Second is to review the Azure authentication components that are involved in this SSO flow. And finally, I want to demonstrate an SSO add-in with live code. So if you want to review the add-in Single Sign-On API, the easiest way to do this is by looking at Visual Studio. So here in Visual Studio, you can see that I have a JavaScript file that has a getAccessToken method, which calls a new add-in API called office.context.auth.getAccessTokenAsync. And this API will follow the pattern of most add-in APIs you've used before. There is an optional initial component, which accepts a parameter, either force consent or force add account. And either of these parameters allow you to handle special authentication cases. The second parameter is your standard handler async function. And here you can see that it returns a status, it returns the value, which is the token we're requesting, and it also has a bunch of error code information to help you handle any error cases you run into. So this API is relatively simple. But the interesting challenge with SSO is not about the API, but understanding authentication all up with Azure. So I'd like to do an overview of the components involved in the single sign-on flow for add-ins. So first, there is the Office application itself, Word, Excel, or PowerPoint, et cetera. Now, in this application, it will be hosting your add-in, in this case, Northwest add-in. Now, this Northwest Traders add-in will be defined in the Office store, and it will have its own manifest with configuration properties. The add-in will be hosted out of a service. And in this case, that service will also be an Azure application, which is registered in the Azure Converged Endpoint with a manifest here. Finally, there is the Microsoft Graph. And the Microsoft Graph is what you want your add-in to connect to retrieve user and organizational data. Now, with this authentication flow, the first step is that Office will go request a token for the user. Once it retrieves that token, it will flow it to your add-in, and your add-in can then flow it back to the add-in service. From northwindtraders.com, I'm able to use my application identity and the token provided to me by Office, and I can exchange that user token and get back a token for my application so I can speak to the Microsoft Graph. And once I get that token, I simply can begin making calls to the Microsoft Graph. So this completes the cycle of how a user in Office can be identified by your application, and then your application can use that information to call into the graph. So now that we've seen a basic overview of how the components work, I would like to step through the actual add-in step at a time. And so here I have a PowerPoint already open with a sample add-in running. And this add-in is a relatively simple add-in. It just grabs files from OneDrive and lists them into the add-in frame. So if we follow the steps that I showed from the protocol flow, the first thing I need to do is get an access token from Office. So when I click on that, it launches Visual Studio's debugger. And you can see, hey, here I am in that method I just talked about. And I need to get an access token, which is here on the screen. I have the access token. Excellent. So I'll continue. Now, back in the sample I have, I just output the token, so we know that the first step succeeded. Excellent. Now, I need to take that token and give it to my service so that it can exchange it. So here, I go to the next step, which will load up my service's API controller, the values controller. And here you can see I'm doing some sophisticated authentication code here, where first I validate the token that came in, make sure it has the right permissions. Then, using that token, I create a user assertion, I define the client credentials for my application, and I make a call out to the graph to acquire a token on behalf of. And the on behalf of flow is the key to this whole flow. This will return back a token, which I can flow back to my add-in. And here you can see that here is a new token. And though they look similar at first glance, this token is a different token. This one is intended for my Northwind Traders application to connect to the Microsoft graph. Finally, now that I have this token, I can load up some files from OneDrive. And you can see here, there's a very simple API call to the Microsoft graph to get some files. I pass in the graph access token. And as a result, I list the files. So the files, attachments shared with everyone, and a Japanese version of The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe. And if I go to OneDrive, you'll see these are actually the files that are there, and they've been there a long, long time. Now, I didn't talk about in the application, but I can show it to you, the manifest components that are involved in doing this. First is in the add-in manifest. In the add-in manifest, you can see that I've added a few additional properties. The web application ID, and this is the ID of my service application that I'm using to do the token exchange and which hosts my add-in. Second is the resource of that application, which is what identifies it in Azure. And finally is the set of permissions that I'm going to need from my add-in so that I can call the Microsoft graph. And in this case, I'm using OpenID scopes, offline access to retrieve a refresh token, files.read.all so I can look at OneDrive, and user.read so I know who the user is. This is what's defined in the manifest for the add-in. If we switch to the Azure application in the Converged endpoint, we'll see that I have this application, the Build 2017 SSO demo, with the application ID 285C, which is also defined here, a password so that I can provide my client credentials, the reply URL that we just defined in the add-in manifest, and another special step, which is here, if you look at within this application, there is a pre-authorized application, which is the Office client. And here, what we've done is we've said, when the Office client requests a token for that user to my service, please grant them access as user, which is the permission defined here. That's the first step of the flow that lets everything work. So now, we've looked at the full sample, and we've gone end to end. We've said, get a token, exchange the token using my service for a graph token, call the graph. And we've shown all of the pieces of how I configure my add-in manifest and my graph application so that I can do a full auth cycle. So this is a brief talk. It's just an overview for the API. But there are a few key links that you're going to want to investigate. The first is the current preview documentation for the add-in SSO API, which I encourage you to read, comment on as appropriate. Second is a new walkthrough documentation to help developers understand this flow that I've demonstrated in this talk and has sample projects to let you build and use the SSO flow. And finally is a document that outlines all of the Azure authentication scenarios, including the on behalf of flow, which we demonstrate here. Finally, I'd like to point you to the Office User Voice Hub, where you can provide your feedback for this talk, for the API, or for anything else you see at the Build Conference in 2017. Thank you very much for watching.